This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online.
Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Upfront and Undivided with Luke and Dina. Hey, babe.
Like, the moment you push record, she's like, okay, what are we doing?
I know.
What do you mean, what are we doing? You're supposed to be sitting down and being quiet.
And, like, I thought she was going to start barking or something. Or, yeah.
What are we doing?
No idea.
You say hello to everybody. You say hello. Hello. Yeah. Yes, hello. Okay, go lay down. Thank you so much.
Weird.
Yeah, like, hey, and welcome back, and here's Sparks.
Yeah.
Hi, baby. Hi. No. No. Don't look at you. Don't talk. Baby, talk to you. I'm not looking. I'm looking at you, though.
Yeah.
Hey, babe.
Hi, babe.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. It's our anniversary.
It's our anniversary.
13 years.
13 years.
Yeah.
It feels longer, and yes, the whole joke of, oh, you know, it feels longer, but
yeah.
it
not in a bad way.
In the best of way.
Yes.
Like, what have we determined at this point? That we were together 16 months before we said I do?
14?
15? I don't know.
Yeah.
Longer than a year.
Yeah.
But shorter than
a... Just a little over a year.
Yeah.
Because what?
February, March, April, May, June, July, August.
Well, no, just go February to May.
October is when you proposed to me. So yeah. 8 months into our relationship. And then December, January, February, March, April, May. What is that?
That's 14.
14 months.
Yeah.
Woohoo! So it's one of those where, like, we go, okay, we've been married 13. We've been together moving towards 15 years. And life just gets better.
It does.
Do you know what I think the sweetest thing that I heard today was when your dad texted us?
Yes.
That was like, nice not that I heard him, but just, you know, keep up the great job is what he texted. And I was like, I don't know about you, but that meant a lot to me.
Yeah. Just, and like, it's weird because it's like, lately he's been pulling back the curtain on some stuff, like not in a bad way.
No.
Like, what was it? We were helping because, okay, so full disclosure for our audience that does not know this, my parents live 30 minutes away from us.
Yes.
So we see them at least once a month.
Yes. Well, more than that, but yes.
But like all of us.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. But so, yeah, it was one day you were painting their bathroom.
Yeah.
One of their bathrooms.
Yeah.
And like all of a sudden my dad's like, oh, yeah, well, when we were in England, which was the late 70s,
mm-hmm.
he's like, Mom and I went on some
marriage retreat.
Yeah. I was like, I had no idea.
And what sprung that conversation was we were kind of, I think we were talking about...
just one of our dreams of
the certification,
things that we would like to see in the future. If,
like the relationship coaching.
Yeah,
and then it's just, like, hey, Dad, this is ultimately something that we would love. And then
like we would like to organize some kind of retreat or something like that.
And then like have some property and all these things. I could see your mom. Like I see it plain as day. I can see your mom and dad, your sister, even if she wants to come along. But your mom and dad on the property and being everybody's mom and dad
pretty much,
that would come onto the property. Like, I don't know what else to say. It's just just like I could see them being like, you know, like your dad being kind of like almost a groundskeeper, but not just like he's like, hey guys, or the official bird watcher stuff, but just being surrounded by and cultivating that kind of thing, because they just celebrated 52 years of marriage.
Yes.
And the suck of it is
it was the same day as my mom's little sister's funeral.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So that was, dang, babe, that was last week.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yep. That was a week ago.
My head hurts. Genuinely, like a week ago. Anyway. Yeah. But it was your parents' anniversary. And it was, and I was thinking, like, what a suck of a way to celebrate your anniversary, right? Like, death is never a good thing. But like disease or injury or problems, like I was thinking about us in particular.
Yeah.
Okay. Because of what's going on with us right now. Because what's happening to you, babe?
I am injured.
You are injured.
Right now.
And
it is my knee again.
Yes.
We are hunting for answers.
We are hunting for answers. And
and fervently praying.
Truly. We believe, like, we know the power and the presence of God. And we know His healing. That is absolutely for today. We also know that if there's other ways of going about it, then we're okay with that, too.
Yeah.
But it flared up from this trip.
Yes.
Being in the car for 18, 19 hours.
Yeah.
And it's like today is our anniversary. And it's like we had these big grandeur plans, but we did, but we didn't.
Right.
Because life really just kind of got smack in the middle of the way. Because
yes.
I'm looking at you while we're out of town and we're sitting in the middle of a hotel room and I'm thinking, I didn't plan anything for our anniversary. And I'm pretty good about like getting us to go away and things like that.
Yeah.
And I just looked at you and I said, you know what? I think God knew. I mean, even in the midst of the sorrow and in the midst of the loss, God was so gracious to help kind of carve us out some time to where we had uninterrupted time in the car.
Yeah.
And then we had very intentional time at the hotel.
Yes.
Which where your mom was still so funny.
Yeah.
Like, couldn't keep my eye on you too. Mom, we're married. It's fine. And so, but it's one of those things where, I think that was one of the main things that we wanted to talk about today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number one, yes, it's anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Hey.
Baby, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
As much as life has thrown at you and I over the 15 years.
Yeah.
I genuinely.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do this with anybody else.
I wouldn't either.
And as hard and as suck as some of this stuff has really, really been, and as much as we do share things with you guys, like, we try to do our best to be transparent, but unless you're right there in that space with us at times, like, you're never going to know the full gravity.
Yeah.
But when you have somebody that is literally your ride or die, somebody that you say, literally, for better or for worse, sickness and in health, all the things, it hits different.
Yeah.
Like, you get to walk these hard spaces differently because it's not a thing of, are you going to bail if it gets bad enough? Are you going to bail on me? It's like, no, like, I'm not going anywhere. We're going to buckle down. We're going to do what we need to do. And we're going to make it to the other side.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I even did a video today on our socials and basically said, you know, just creating a space that's more intentional. Because even though today you came home, you are in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
I was going to make us steaks and I ended up eating sooner or later.
Yeah.
And messed us up, sorry.
That's okay.
But I went ahead and made you some scrambled eggs with some cheese.
Yes.
And you were happy.
I was.
Yes. And then, but it's one of those where it's like today or any day may not look the way that we think like yeah. we might have painted it in our brain.
Yeah.
But I think when we decide that it's the everyday, the day in, the day out, that I choose you,
yeah.
the pushing through the mundane, even when it looks, and I'm putting quotations, boring.
Yes.
There is a peace and there is a contentment. Yeah. There is a security in those spaces. And so just like one of our little sayings on our wall, we're together.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. I forget the rest. Yeah.
So, but that's all that matters.
Yeah. And I think also because, you know, earlier in the year, a few months ago, it's like we had a chance to go out of town, just the two of us.
Yeah, it was the weekend after Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
yeah, and the weekend before when my stepmom passed away.
Yeah,
yeah. Dang.
So yeah, so I mean that was so mid-February we got away. We had an intentional time for that.
Yes.
But I think it was also I think it was funny because it was like we were planning that.
Yeah.
And then it was like, we know your birthday is coming up at the end of this month, and I know your brother's getting married in a couple of weeks. Yeah. So it's like we've been focused on like that.
Yeah, that we kind of skimmed past us a little bit.
It's like it's like in a way, it's like even for the past few months, we haven't really been planning or saying really. Mm-mm. It's like we know it's there on the calendar, but it's not like, oh my gosh, we got to do something.
Yeah,
you know, it was never really
a big talk.
Like an urgency or anything or like a, oh, we need to do something about this. You know? So because again, it's the running joke is May is your month, you know, because, you know, yes, we got married. It's our anniversary. There's Mother's Day. There's your birthday.
Yep.
You know, so it's all
it's
the
like
funness.
Every 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. All the funness.
Yes.
You know, and that's fine. That's fine. It's good. It's, but it is. It's I think it is. It's funny. It's like we had intentional time, and it was it does. It feels like God was setting this up.
Yeah.
That you don't need to worry about this one.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
And it's funny because it is. It's when you sit back and you look over, you know, when you're so sold out to that journey.
Yeah.
With him and, you know, just being able to sit back and just trust and know, you know, it's, I know they're super popular. Like when you go to Hobby Lobby and stuff like that, you know, the be still and know.
I mean, we have one in our house.
We do have one in our house. Yes. Yes. You know, but it's so funny because it's like, I know so many people that like that phrase that even aren't Christians.
Yeah.
But it's almost like they forget. It's like they really like that first part and they forget the rest of it, you know, or even just the next couple words of be still and know that I am God.
That I am God.
You know, because again, at the end of the day, we know he's going to take care of it.
Right.
You know, it's, you know, one of my favorite scriptures from right before Sebastian was born, you know, the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you know, it's like, God is God.
Yeah.
Even if you throw us in that fire.
You're God.
God is God. Even if he doesn't save us.
Yeah.
God is God.
Yeah.
You know?
He's not on trial.
Right. You know, we don't care what you do to us, what you don't do to us.
Yeah.
God is God. Nothing you do, nothing you say can change that fact.
Yeah.
And it's like when you go through life and you commit fully to having a marriage that is based on that.
Come on, babe.
It's you. You can sit back and yes, there's a lot of work to it. There's a lot of effort that needs to get put into it, you know, because I mean, what was it? I saw something the other day. It was like, you can't sit there or it's, I'm going to totally butcher this, but it was something like, if you pray for God to move a mountain in your life, be prepared to have a shovel next to you.
That's it.
You know,
that's it.
Because again, you can sit there and you can say, I want this. And God, you know, I'm asking for this. God, I'm praying for this. God, I want to push through for this. And it's like, okay, cool. Yeah. Where's your part of this?
Yeah.
You know, because even Moses, no, not Moses. I'm wrong. Not Moses.
Okay.
Abraham.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Getting my founding fathers messed up. But even Abraham, when it was the whole, you know, I'm making this covenant with you. You know, God made a covenant with Abraham. You know, I will be your God. You will be my people type thing. I know that's not exactly what he said, but it was. It was that I will be your God and you will be blessed through me, through your descendants. Your descendants will follow me. And again, it was the whole, you know, God split the animals in half, put Abraham, made him unconscious, put him to sleep, and literally walked him through between this row of animals that were split open. Man. You know, and because, again, I love this story because it's, you know, it was explained to me once that that's how they used to make covenants. Because it was an agreement between the two people walking between those animals that said, if I break this covenant, you can do to me what has been done to these animals.
Like, I get goosebumps on that one.
Yeah.
Every time.
And like somebody really explained it to me because it was like, I listened to somebody and they were digging through that. And
this is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
They were like, God never goes back on his word.
That's right. He will not lie.
But it was the fact that it wasn't so much a covenant of God or of Abraham with God.
Mm-hmm.
It was God that was going through the animals.
Yeah, he was making a covenant with himself.
Yeah, well, and he was the one making the covenant with Abraham.
Yeah, if I go back on my word, then this is what gets to happen to me.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely...
Abraham, if I go back on my word, you can destroy me.
Dang.
Yeah.
And I think about how funny, because I literally just went to Aslan and the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, right? Like, and how he's like, I will lay my life down.
Yeah.
I'll lay my life down in order for the covenant to come to fruition, for this promise to be made fulfilled.
I will lay down my life so that the innocent can be spared.
That's it, right?
Even though the innocent has betrayed and been a traitor.
Yeah. Dang. Like, we completely went on a whole other thing.
Sorry.
but it does go back to marriage. And it's so funny because it's like we're doing our final week of this round of marriage supplements with our marriage group. And I found 35 scriptures to basically that you could speak and pray over your spouse. And as I'm moving things around and I'm making this list and putting it together, I'm reading them one by one, and parts of them, I'm looking at them going, well, it doesn't really say about husband and wife. Doesn't really say about husband and wife. And I want to always constantly go back to the fact that no, actually it has everything to do with relationship. Everything to do with relationship.
Yeah.
You know, here's, you know, Christ died, you know, for the church. Okay. So the man should be willing to lay his life down just like Christ did, right? The woman should be willing to honor and respect and all the things. And we're even, I am reading the book Love and Respect, and it's talking about how we're wired.
Yeah.
And it's like in our culture, in the world, it says, babe, if you do this, then I'll do that.
Right.
In the word of God, where God says his absolutes and he knows who he is and he knows what he has created, right? He says, when you do this, this is what will happen. And it's like, this is a command, honor. This is a command, love.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean if your wife is being lovable or if your husband is doing something that's respectful. It's you have made a covenant. You are willing to say, I am going to lay my life down.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what I'm going to be intentional.
Yeah.
I'm going to be willing to do the things that I need to do. You and I came home, was it yesterday? you listen to the radio and I listen to the radio at two different things, but they had the repeat.
Oh yeah. No, it was, I think it was at the same time,
but it was
just,
we
were in two different cars.
Yeah, but it was like the 1 Corinthians 13, yeah. And it's like, love is patient, love is kind. And it says, now I challenge you.
Yeah.
Put your name in there. Dina,
every time it says love.
Every time it says love, put your name in there. Are you that to your spouse?
Yeah.
Are you that to your children?
Yep.
Are you that to your coworkers? Are you that to the nosy neighbor that wants to be shady? Like, what are you doing your best to create peace in everything that you do? Or are you in a constant state of, like, we could be really mad right now. We are mad. We're pissed that this is happening to you again.
Yes.
But we could sit here and say, oh, well, like, because I've been asked several times, what are you guys doing today?
Yeah.
I mean, well, let's see. This is what we're doing. We're actually going to go later tonight to finish our workshop with some of our married groups.
Yeah.
You guys are doing this on your anniversary?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the last time that we tried to do this is when we were traveling back from Kentucky.
Yep.
And we had nothing in our tank.
Yes.
And so we wanted to be able to have the opportunity to have more into our tank. Do we have more in our tank?
No.
Probably not. Not as much.
Yeah.
Because this has been a hard week.
Yes. And total side note.
Yeah.
There is a promise of sugared confectionery goodness.
There is. But yes, there is. But is there enough foundation inside of us that we can share even when there's not enough in our tank?
Yes.
And the answer is yes.
Yes.
Like, there's days where I think so many times people want this picture perfect marriage and they want these picture perfect moments. And I think too many times we do a misjustice for each other and others when we don't share the hard, when we don't look at people and say, let me tell you what's going on right now, but let me tell you that it's going to get better.
Yeah. Or I think sometimes it's not so much that they want to see the picture perfect, but they want to see the devastation and turmoil that you have walked through and struggled through in order to get where you are.
Yeah.
You know, it's like there really wasn't any of that in our marriage. I mean, we had stuff in our past that we got to work through, and some of that was working through individually with God. Some of it was working through it as a couple, as a married couple, as a family, you know, but it was, you know, again, you know, the people that are like, well, if you don't fight, then you're not talking, or, you know, let me, you know, explain to me how bad your marriage was at the beginning so that we can talk about how good it is now. It's like, there's not that, you know, it wasn't picture perfect, but it wasn't a horror show.
Yeah.
And it's, I think one of those things that, you know, I know we're going to talk about it again later with our group, but it's, a lot of it comes down to what is your effort level? What energy are you putting into this?
Yeah.
Like one of the things I said, you know, when there is conflict, where are your weapons pointed?
Right.
You know, when there's a conflict in your marriage, are you, you know, drawing swords and pointing spears at each other? Or are you saying, okay, stuff's going down.
Yeah.
Let's unite and fight this thing.
Yeah.
You know, even if it is a disagreement amongst us, we still get a chance to say, okay, My problem isn't with you. Your problem isn't with me. Our problem is with this issue that came up.
Right.
And we need to tackle it. We need to take it on. We need to conquer it. We need to figure it out. We need to come to a compromise, whatever. You know, again, you know, kind of using, you know, my aunt's funeral.
Yeah.
Which, you know, again, it was like she passed on... I think she passed on a Wednesday, and then the following Monday was the funeral. So all of a sudden it's like, okay, what are we going to do? Is it going to be the two of us? Is it going to be the two of us and Sebastian? What do we do with Sparks?
Right.
You know, if we can't do this, do I go by myself?
Right.
You know, and so it's like, you know, all of that thrown in there.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do we do? What do we struggle? You know, here's the latest struggle on a hot plate. Bam.
Yeah.
Welcome to dinner. You know, and it's like, you know, what do we do? And it's like, okay, well, here's our options. Here's what we can do. And, you know, the kids stayed home. Mm-hmm. They watched each other.
Mm-hmm.
The house didn't burn down. They watched Sparks. Yeah. You know, everything was good. Everything was happy.
Yeah.
You know, everything worked out. Got my sister involved because she stayed, you know, home. She didn't go to the funeral because she couldn't get off work.
Right.
And, you know, the two of us went. And it was a real quick... You know, we left Sunday after church, had the funeral Monday, Tuesday came back, so, and we get to do that sort of similar again in a couple weeks.
In a couple of weeks for my brothers.
Yeah, we're driving down to Texas.
On a Friday, have the
watching a wedding, watching on, a Saturday, wedding on a Saturday, and then we're driving home back on Sunday.
Yep.
It'll work out better for my knee this time.
It will.
Yes.
It will. We will have a bigger car at this point.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, so it's just, it is. It's looking at those situations. It's looking at those when the difficulties pop up, when the opportunities pop up.
Yeah.
And just, you know, taking a pause, knowing that this doesn't need a knee-jerk reaction.
Correct.
You know, this isn't something that has to get decided right in this split second moment.
Right.
And what are we going to do about this?
Yeah.
How do we want to go forward? God, how do you want us to go forward?
Right.
You know, and that's what we get to do.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. My brain started moving towards the 14 other things.
No, I saw.
You saw.
I saw.
Yeah, you saw where
I was like, I'm going to pause so you can come back to the conversation.
Come back to the conversation. I'm sorry.
Come on back.
I'm sorry.
Join us.
Yes.
Water's nice.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
I think, see, I'm looking at like my sticky notes that are in front of me that live in front of me all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the words in very big letter, false expectations.
Yeah.
And so if we would just take the blinders off, take off the preconceived ideas of what we think things should be looking like, how things should even go, even with you, like you made that very bold statement to me. You looked at me and you said, you know, like this happened to me.
Yeah.
Like, what do we decide 2 months into our marriage? Like,
yeah,
you got pretty sick.
It's basically a month.
Yeah.
You
got pretty sick.
Yeah.
And you had it somewhere in your head. The enemy had worn you down is what had happened.
Yeah.
I will say you are not anywhere close to as strong as far as who you are.
Yeah.
As you are now. Right?
Yeah.
Like you have grown so exponentially.
I mean, because back then, I mean, I was still.
We would consider you a baby Christian.
Yeah, maybe a year and a half into being a Christian.
Yeah. And so you thought, this is my lot in life. This is how this is going down. This is what we're doing. And here I'm crawling over on top of your body and I'm saying, we need to get up. You got to get up because I could see where the enemy was trying to take you out.
Oh, yeah.
And you are dealing with this again.
Yeah.
And this is probably the most severe pain I think I've seen you in on this round.
Yeah.
And your fight is different.
Yeah.
It's a fight now as opposed to
an acceptance. Yeah.
Does it hurt? Do you break down?
Yes. Oh yeah.
But I think in the hurting and the breaking down, there's nothing wrong with that. I think that that's what people have to remember. There's like, if you're arguing with your spouse, we keep having fights. Okay, cool. You're still communicating.
Right.
You're still in it.
Yeah.
You're still in it. The minute that you stop fighting for things and just let things happen, you're going to see some pretty devastating blows probably.
Yeah.
But the fact is that you walked in today and you were like, I am pissed off.
Yeah.
Like you used very colorful words, which
I
was very excited about. But it's like, babe, is it okay for me to be this angry? And I'm like, absolutely, yeah. Because what it does is it fuels your fight. And the yeah. fact that you know that this is literally an attack and a ploy of the enemy,
yeah.
whether whatever it looks like. But the fact is you're not fighting by yourself. We are walking this together, and it is. It's taking off the false expectations, but remembering the promises of God. Remember your covenant. Remember who you are. Like
yeah.
when things come, when sickness comes, when something happens with the kids, when something happens with your job, when something happens with your sex life, when stuff starts happening mentally, physically, emotionally, right, spiritually, all the things.
Yeah.
When they come, not if they come, but when they come, you stand back to back with each other. You create a unmovable, unshakable yeah. stance of, I'm not budging.
Yeah.
And then watch God come into the smack in the middle of it and fortify and reassure, and then watch him get the glory in the midst of it.
Oh yeah, definitely. Cause it is. And that's what it is. It's, you know, we've got, it was spoken over us, taught to us, and we have it framed on a wall or on top of a cabinet somewhere. I mean, I say somewhere, it's like, I know
it's
exactly
in our dining
where it is.
Room.
I know it is. I was looking at it the other day.
Aww.
You know, but it was
Papa Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and it was that triple braided cord that, you know, it's not just you and your spouse.
Yeah.
But it's also Jesus that's in there. You know,
yeah.
it's also the Holy Spirit that's in there.
Yeah.
You know, it's God that's in your marriage. You know, it's, and so again, it's that reminder of no matter how tightly you're bound.
Yeah.
Part of that tightness, part of that binding is God,
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
know? And so it's like, it has to be there. And so it is, it's like, if you're not using that, if you're not bound that tight, if you're not bound that close, you know,
yeah.
again, that, you know, the whole, you know, a two strand cord is easily broken,
yeah,
you know? And it's just, it is, it's just that reminder that everything we do has to involve God.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
every decision we do has to be run through the, you know, the Holy Spirit. You
yeah.
know, it's, and it's not like we're kids running off to mom and dad, like, is this okay? Are we
right.
allowed to do this? You
right.
know, but it is, it's that, you know, seeking that wisdom, seeking
yeah.
that counsel, seeking that strength to make the decision or,
yeah.
you know, to go through with it, because it is everything, you know, I think, you know, small things, big things that
mm-hmm.
we've done in our marriage,
mm-hmm.
just, you know, God, is this what you want us to do?
Yeah.
You know, even when we got this house, you know,
mm-hmm.
you for the longest time did not want to look
yeah.
in this town.
Yeah.
And you're like, nope, I've read too many stories. I used to work in the news station. Nope,
right.
we're not living in that area of the town.
Yep.
Nope, not going to do it. And God said,
you need to expand your borders.
Yep.
Yep.
And as soon as you said, okay, fine.
This was the first one that came up.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's everything that we asked for.
48 hours. 72 hours, we were under contract.
Yeah. yeah.
And it was almost more than we thought we could get.
Man, I'm still floored.
Yeah.
Of the goodness of God in that
yeah.
space. And that's not to say, look at us.
No.
But at the same time, it is, no, like, look. Look,
yeah.
look what happens when you surrender.
Look
have
what
we
God
been perfect? Look, have we been perfect in it? Like I even told you, like last night, Gabriel and I are talking and I said, Gabriel, the only thing I can tell you is that Dad and I are always going to do our absolute best.
Yeah.
Are we going to be perfect in it? Absolutely not. Cause we are human and we're frail and we're foolish and we're faulted, but know that in that moment, hopefully 99.9% of the time, we are always going to try to do our best to go, okay, God, what do you want to do? And because
yeah.
it's like, I don't want to do this without him. I know what my life looks like without God in it, or at least without God being the center
yes.
of it. And he's not an accessory in my life. He is the main source. He's not an accessory in yours. He's
yeah.
the main source. He's the main source of our family.
Yeah.
And our family knows that. And so it teaches our children to lean on the Holy Spirit. It teaches our children to, when it's their turn, to have spouses. And then eventually, if God wants, willing to have children.
Yeah.
Like, they will get to learn, okay, this is what mom and dad did. Like, this is what they did. Okay, they constantly just kept pointing me right back to the throne. I don't know. Have you prayed about it? I don't know. Have you asked God about it? I don't know. Fill in the blank, yeah. Right? Like,
mom and dad always talked about stuff.
Like, man, always. Yeah.
That was annoying.
Like, yeah. I mean, it, and that has been said to us. But then also in the same breath, it's also been, no, I've seen where you've been, right? Like, she said that to me last night and didn't want to say it. But and I just listened and I said, oh, I appreciate that. But we know that that was in those moments where I was right. We know that in those moments I was listening to God.
Yeah.
There's just no other way. And so, or there's just a peace. So going back to the peace, going back to the expectation, going back to the trust, going back to the knowing, going back to the surrender. There's days I just keep going, I feel like we repeat ourselves so much, but it's not. It's just a reminder. Like, babe, you and I are tired. We're tired.
Yeah.
We're tired.
Yeah.
We're tired.
And you know? Tired of being tired.
And we're tired of being tired. But we're not stopping.
No.
We're not giving up. We're pausing here and there. Why? You're laughing.
I'm laughing because I don't remember when this was written. Because, again, you're talking about the sticky note in front of you. And I have tens of sticky notes on my desk in front of, and just quotes and random things. And I don't know how it got here, why it got here. I mean, I know why.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
But it's funny you're talking about that because it's Isaiah 40, 30 and 31. Even youths grow tired and weary.
Hmm.
And young men stumble and fall. But they who wait on Adonai will renew their strength. They will soar up with wings as eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. So, yeah. Like, apparently, I wrote this verse down who knows when, and this sticky note ended up here. I don't remember this sticky note being here before today.
I don't think I've ever seen it. And I sit there often too.
You do.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there's the sweet reminder. We're going to wait on him.
Yeah.
We're going to wait on him. We're going to trust him.
And waiting isn't
passive.
No.
No, it's not.
It's an active waiting.
Yes.
You know, it's not just sitting in your lounge chair and saying, okay.
If he tells you to kick up your leg because it hurts and you need to rest, that's one thing.
Yes.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. It's like waiting, like a waiter waits on people. They're serving.
Yeah.
They're doing. They're being obedient in the moment. They're doing what they have been asked to do.
Yeah.
And during that time. And if it happens to be, hey, I kind of have to hide away right now and just be still.
Yeah.
Then do it. If it is go and befriend the neighbor that you don't want to befriend because they act nasty to you, then you need to go do it.
Yeah.
If it's your spouse who right now you just don't like or you're not attracted to or you're having a hard time even wanting to be intimate with them, you need to do it.
Yeah.
You need to be intentional with your time. You need to be intentional with the gifts of God that he's given you. Because if we as the people of God are not intentional in these small moments, then when the big things do come, we're going to be able to get snuffed out fairly quickly.
It's true.
And then that's when we start seeing families falling apart.
Yeah, it is.
And so we get to wait.
Yes.
we get to find some answers.
Yeah.
And we get to see the goodness of God. And we get to see you get better.
Yes.
And be better than what you were before.
Yes. Aggressive waiting.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like I am writing that down in our notes. Aggressive.
Yeah.
Waiting.
Because it was. I was like, because when you were like, you know, we're going to wait and we're going to find out what's going on with my health. And it's like,
yeah,
you know, but we're not going to sit there and say, oh, well, they're going to, you know, they're going to do it on their timeline. It's like, no, we're going to knock on doors. We're going to like track people down. We're going to kick chairs. We're going to, we'll be patient. We'll be respectful, but we're not going to wait around on your timeline.
Right.
We'll wait on his timeline.
Yes. But yes.
No.
Yeah. No, I like that.
Yeah.
Aggressive waiting.
Yeah.
Aggressively loving your spouse.
Yes.
Aggressively being part of your children's lives.
Yes.
Aggressively searching out God's heart and finding out what his purpose is.
Aggressively speaking into your friends' lives. Building them up.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Because the enemy is not playing.
Yeah.
You don't think he's not being aggressive?
Yeah.
Like, game on.
Because I think almost it's one of those things where it's like, because we've had conversations before where it's like, you know, hey, I really want to say this to a friend, but I don't know if they'll take it.
Right.
I don't know if they're in that space where they could receive this word.
Right.
It's like, what if this is, what if this time that you say it is when it hits?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'd rather, and I said this to our girl last night, I said, I would rather be faulted on saying too much than not saying anything at all.
Yeah.
I would rather be faulted on, well, that was just a little extra there, Mom.
Yeah.
You know what? I told you the truth.
Yeah.
And I am accountable.
Yeah.
I'm not just accountable for what I say, but I will also, I believe with everything in me, I will be accountable for the things that I did not say.
Yeah, it's true.
And I would much rather err on the fact that you know that I love you intensely as opposed to silence.
Yeah.
Or agreed. Maybe not at all.
Yeah.
So, this is good.
Yes. Yeah.
Happy anniversary, babe.
Happy anniversary, babe.
Happy anniversary. I am happy.
I am too. You bring peace. And we should wrap this up so you don't cry too much.
It's too late.
Yeah, I know.
It's too late.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Have the best week.
Enjoy the journey.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.